Enoch walked with God and was not. Enoch walked with God and was not. I always wondered about that, and I got my answer today. Enoch walked with God and was not. Sorry, I dropped my phone. So, I'm trying to, the most important message I've ever done, I'm trying to record and I dropped my phone. That's a crying shame. That's a crying shame. It's just a crazy world. This is like the most important message ever and I dropped my phone. You know, what's that about? I haven't dropped my phone in about a year. Okay, so I looked up the word walk, and it means to, like, accompany or companion or to be in agreement, and it also means escort. And so you take the word escort and you look it up, it means out, correct. E-X, correct. The word escort means E-X, correct. And E-X means out, correct.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's.
Large tea, half and half.
Large tea, decaf, and half. First window, please.
Okay. So, what does that mean? Enoch walked with God and was not. He walked with God so much. He was in continual fellowship. And it also means, like, to teach. When you walk with somebody, you walk and you talk and you teach, right? Enoch walked with God and was not. So God was teaching him day by day, moment by moment, stuff in the inner man. I had a large tea, half cup.
159.
Okay.
Half cup.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So a disciple, it also goes back to the word disciple, which means discipline, right? Discipline, to correct, to make straight, to get in line, to line up, to keep you in line, right? And so the discipline, the disciple, walking with God, he's being changed in the inner man. Other people around you, let's say you say, Lord, I want to be a disciple, and you get serious about it, you know. Other people around you in your regular life, bloodline, culture, whatever, people around you, they don't care about being a disciple. And the reason they don't is because God's going to cut them. God's going to cut them. A disciple is discipline. He's going to take a rod and hit you in the leg. He's going to take a 2x4 and hit you over the head if you has to. Because a disciple, you know, you're moving from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And so if you walk with God and you're in agreement with God and you want to be in agreement with God, there's going to be things you have to lay down. If you want to agree with God, you're going to have to lay some stuff down that's contrary to the will of God, to God's mind, to God's program. For real, it's a discipleship program. And it's a program to change you in the inner man to a new creature. So Enoch walked with God and was not. So there evidently comes a point where somebody like Enoch, he was just walking with God, and then all of a sudden God took him. Because, number one, Enoch was a type and shadow of the rapture of the church. So as the church gets more and more truths, and I'm thinking about that the last scene in Waking Life. He says it's kind of like you're going around a cycle. You're repeating the same day over till you get tired of your own self and you're really willing to accept God, and then the repeat stops. When you're in agreement with God, when you're in God's program, when you no longer care about Babylon, when you no longer care about the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, when it's all just it's a merry-go-round anyway. When you get tired of the merry-go-round, when you get tired of the bells and the whistles, when you get tired of the dog and pony show, when you get tired of it, you're done. He takes you home. When you get tired of the dog and pony show and the bells and the whistles are all saying the same thing over and over, he takes you home because it's over. You went through your disciple. You know, he has to teach you truth. He has to teach you grace. He has to teach you patience, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, and joy, and hope, grace, condescend to men of low estate. You might be poorer than this rich person over here, but they're spiritually blind, but they got a lot of money, and you have to condescend to somebody who might be higher than you in the natural, money-wise or position-wise, but you got to condescend to that person who's actually lower than you spiritually, and you have to put up with their junk, you know, because you know that they're not there yet. Enoch walked with God and was not. He evidently, according to the word, so God escorted Enoch as he walked around, and evidently the word escort means out, correct. So evidently Enoch was corrected in so many ways that he was just taken out because he was already in line. He's walking straight. He was in line. He was doing right. Not by works, not by law, but by a renewed mind. He was thinking right. And if you think right, you do right, you know. That's what happened. Enoch walked with God and was not. That's what happened. The word walk, if you unfold it, you unfurl it in different ways, it's going to reveal what really walking with somebody means. It means to be in agreement. It means to fellowship. It means to be corrected, iron sharpening iron. There's a lot of people on my channel that have walked with me for many years. I've been corrected. They've been corrected. We've all been corrected. We've all grown. Everybody, I mean, you can't stay on this channel more than 30 days and not grow. I mean, you can't stay on this channel, or you can't listen to my messages and not grow. It's impossible. You're either going to get mad and run away, you're going to get mad and attack me, or you're going to get mad and call me crazy and insane or something, or you're going to say, wait a minute, yeah, it makes sense. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. The noise of the system, you know, the reason I say this is because I've cut off the noise. I've cut off the music. I've cut off the noise. I've cut it all off. Why? Because I got serious. I got to face God one day. I got to meet God. I don't matter what man says. I got to meet God. And if God tells me to speak this stuff, I'm going to speak it till they take me out or he takes me out. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. What else am I going to talk about? What else am I going to talk about? Football, basketball, stock market. I mean, the stock market's just a sine wave, too. It's the same old stuff. I can tell you which stocks to... All you have to do is just Google in the letter and find out which... The price... The analyst will tell you what the price is going to be in 3 months, you know, 6 months. And you find the one that you want to support, and the price is going up, you buy it. And you wait till the price goes up, you sell it. Or you hold on to it. But anyway, what else am I going to talk about? There ain't nothing else. Everything's a body. Everybody has a head. The head points to Christ. The body points to the church. The body's a fitly framed organization, sharpening, growing up in the body. God is revealing new knowledge as we get closer to the end of the age. God is revealing more and more truth, and they can't stop it. Everything's converging to Christ. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. They can't stop it. Everything is converging. Christ is being revealed in everything. And they cannot stop it. And they know they can't stop it. They know their time is short. They know they're going to burn in hell forever. Their time is short. Their life extensions won't help them. Their demons won't help them. Their Pope won't help them. Their prognosticators won't help them. Their Wiccan priestess won't help them. Nobody's going to help them. As a matter of fact, they throw each other under the bus so much it ain't even funny. They throw each other under the bus like crazy. Nobody can help them. God is the only one that can help you in the end. It's trusting God, you know. Actually, it's walking with God. Because when you trust God and you start to really seek God, He's going to have to do some cutting and scourging. He scourges every son He receives, the Bible says. Scourging, cutting, renovating, recreation, throwing the clay back down on the wheel and reshaping the clay. Over and over and over. You talk about pain. Pain. And people start blame. It's so painful they look out and blame somebody else. But it's actually God trying to get you to look in the mirror, you know. It's not everybody else. It's not everybody else that's the problem. It's you. You wanted to believe that lie. You wanted to be in that situation most of the time. And so what happens is you have to say, I can't blame the narcissist, because the Bible told me there were scorners, and she was so pretty. I didn't know she was a scorner, but you knew she was a scorner because the way she talked, the way she cursed, the way she had pride, the way she had a brazen face, a brazen attitude. You knew she was a scorner. So the red flags were there. We always have the red flags, but we choose to walk in it anyway because we wanted it. You knew she was a gold digger. You knew she didn't love you because she didn't love herself. If she didn't love herself, how can she love her husband? And the saved women, if he didn't love himself, how can he love you? If he doesn't love God, so the saved women, they marry this man who's lost, thinking he's going to treat her right. If he don't love God, he don't love you. I mean, you know. it's so obvious that it's our own. We got into it because we wanted it. We wanted it. We got it. Enoch walked with God and was not. So Enoch learned how to be corrected as a disciple in agreement with God, and then God took him out of this repeat game down here.